Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
we just sang some hymns led by two sisters.
我们刚刚唱了两位姐妹带领的诗歌。
The hymn talk about how great our Lord is, that He has shed His blood for us.
的诗歌描写到我们的神是多么的爱我们，他为我们流血牺牲。
Whenever we think about His love,It's natural that we have a zealous to outreach others, to preach the gospel to others.
每当我们想到他的爱，我们就心中充满了一种希望，能够把这种爱传递给我们周围的人。
Yeah, I'm not sure you have such experiences or not, that when you truly want to outreach others, sometimes you face several frustration and challenge, and you feel defeated.
我不知道你们有没有过这样的经历，当你真的很想把福音传给你周围的人的时候，你突然感到非常的沮丧。
I myself feel there are three big challenges or hindrances that prevent me or kind of drag me back when I try to preach the gospel to others.
我感受到有三点常常影响我，让我有在传福音的时候会感到退缩，感到沮丧。
First is I find out it's very hard for me to outreach to a group which I'm not familiar with.
第一点，我常常感觉到我很难去打入那些有一些的圈子。
No matter they are retirees.
不管他们是退休的也好
or the students are still studying high school or colleges,
或者还在学校里或者在大学里读书的学生们
or they are working the restaurant or nail salon or they're in different type of job that different from mine,
或者他们是在餐馆工作或者还是在不同的工作岗位上
or perhaps they came from Taiwan after their college year, or they from mainland China or from Hong Kong.
或者他有些是从在学校毕业以后从台湾来或者香港来或者大陆。
They seem like they all have their own circle.
好像他们都有自己的圈子。
I couldn't break the shell and get into their circle. Sometimes I hope I can get my foot in the door. Somehow I can just be part of their circle.
我有时候感觉到我很难打开他们这个圈子，有时候我真的很希望我能够找一个机会能够把脚插进这个门缝里面。
And I myself, I consider I am a 1.5 generation. That is, I'm not the first generation immigrant. I'm not the second generation who was born here either.
我觉得我自己是 1.5 代的人，因为我不是第一代的移民，也不是第一代在这里出生的。
And therefore, I find out it's hard for me to build a common language that I can relate to these two different generations.
所以我觉得我自己就很难跟有这些华人背景的文化可以建立一个
The second challenge I have is even I'm able to get into the group, I realize it's very hard for me to cultivate a setting or type of atmosphere that we can all actually sit down, we can really talk about gospel seriously.
就算我进了那个圈子，有时候我觉得我很难营造一种气氛，让大家能够很自然的愿意坐下来听福音。
And finally, if we actually sit down, and I realize it's actually, it's hard to really know people have received the message or not.
有时候，尽管我们已经坐下来了。但是我也不能够肯定他们是真正的听进了我的信息没有。
Sometimes a single word saying, George, you don't understand my background.
有时候他们会说 ,George, 你不了解我的背景。
And all of a sudden I feel I better retreat because I truly have no idea about your culture.
有时候我就想后退了，因为我真的不知道你们的背景。
You know, at the time, I really hope, I said, God, could you just send down a miracle that something will happen and they will truly convince what I'm saying was true?
有时候我真的好想跟神说，神啊，你可不可以啊，是一个神迹吧，所以让人不得不信。
I have such a strong urge, especially during a mission trip.
啊，我常常有这样的一个冲动，特别是我去短宣的时候。
To those of us who haven't accepted the Lord, the non-Christian friends.
对那些还没有信主的啊朋友们。
Perhaps you have a different type of trouble.
你们可能有不同的遭遇。
Perhaps you don't truly deny our Christian faith here.
或者你们也并不是完全排斥基督教信仰。
However, it seems like they're just not strong enough convincing or not strong evidence that can truly impact your heart to a point you will truly confess and accept this faith totally.
好像你没有足够的感动，也没有足够的说服力去完全接受基督教的信仰。
Today we would like to pay attention to a particular passage in the book of Acts.
今天我们来看《使徒行传》中的一些章节。
It describes an account of Paul that how he preached the gospel.
他叙述了保罗传福音的事迹。
Paul, in this account, not only entered to a culture that's totally different from his.
保罗在这里不但进入了与他自己完全不同的文化。
He faced a different ethnic group.
他也面对了一些不同的种族的人。
He also get in touch a different social sector.
他也进入了不同社会阶层的群体。
Which is very different from the past experience of Paul's evangelism trip.
这与以前保罗过去的经历完全的不同。
Because in the past, whenever a new place he went, he usually attended synagogue first.
以前保罗去传福音的时候，他常常到了
公会。And which is something he was familiar with.
在那个环境里他是非常熟悉的。
Now he went to a totally different setting.
现在他进到了一个完全不同的环境。
Once he was in the setting, everyone quieted down and listened to him.
在这样的环境里每一个人都安静下来听他讲。
And listened to his singing.
而且还专心听他唱歌。
And to a point, Paul hit a home run.
最后，保罗好像还打了一个全垒打。
That everyone except the Lord.
所有的人都接受了保罗的信仰。
Everyone's life was transformed.
每一个的人的生命当场都得到了改变。
Brother and sister, do we want to have such power just like Paul?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们想不想要有保罗这样的能力？
The account is from Acts chapter 16, from verse 16.
我们来看《使徒行传》第16章16节。
So we are going to read this passage.
我们一起来阅读这一段。
You may read the passage from your bulletin.
你们可以在报告版的后面来阅读。
Once when we, verse 16, once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had the spirit by which he predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling.
十六节，一天我们又去河边那个祷告的地方，途中遇到一个被巫鬼附身的女仆。他用占卜为他的主人们赚了不少钱。
She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved."
他跟着保罗和我们大喊大叫，这些人是至高上帝的奴仆，是来向你们宣讲得救之道的。
She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her.
一连几天，她都这样喊叫。保罗不胜其烦，就转身来斥责那鬼。我奉耶稣基督的名，命令你从他身上出来。那鬼立刻就从他身上出去了。
When her owner realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities.
他的主人们眼见财路断绝了，就把保罗和希拉揪住，拖到广场去见长官。
They brought them before the magistrate and said, "These men are Jews, are throwing our city into an uproar."
他们在官长面前控告保罗和希拉说，这些是犹太人，竟扰乱我们的城市。
By advocating custom unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.
宣扬我们罗马人不可接受或实行的风俗。
The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrate ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods.
于是大家都一起攻击他们，官长下令剥掉他们的衣服，杖打他们。
After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully.
他们被毒打一顿，又被关进监狱，官长命狱卒严密看守。
When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks.
狱卒接到命令后，把他们关进内牢，双脚上了枷锁。
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美上帝。其他的囚犯都侧耳倾听。
Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose.
突然间发生大地震，整座监狱的地基都动摇起来，牢门立刻全开了，囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword, was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped.
狱卒惊醒后，看见牢门竟开，以为囚犯已经逃走了，就想拔刀自杀。
But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
保罗见状，大声喝止，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas.
狱卒叫人拿灯过来，冲进内牢，战战兢兢地俯伏在保罗和希拉面前。
He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
狱卒领他们出来后问道：“两位先生，我该怎样做才能得救？”
From this passage, we realize one thing, that being in the prison was not part of Paul's plan.
从经文这段经文里我们看到，被关在牢里绝对不是在保罗的计划之中。
If you do have your Bible, you will realize the passage before was the reason why Paul was here, was in Philippi, was because he had the vision.
你们如果有圣经的话，你们可以看到在这段经节之前，保罗之所以来到这里的原因。
At the night, he saw a vision that a man of Macedonia was standing there, urging Paul and said, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
保罗在这之前，在异象中看见一个马其顿人站在那里，恳求他说，请到马其顿来帮助我们。
That was the very reason why Paul and Silas went to Macedonia.
这就是保罗和希拉去马其顿的原因。
And Philippi is one of major cities in Macedonia.
And Philippi 是马其顿里面的一个很重要的城市。
And Paul and his co-worker went to Philippi and tried to find people where they can preach gospel to.
保罗和他的同工们来到马其顿，想要找到他们可以传扬福音的地方。
Out of blue, and they were arrested.
但是突然他们就被关起来了。
And once they were in the prison, they realized they really have no one to preach the gospel to.
他们被关在监狱中，觉得他们没有机会再讲道了。
In the prison, they have no audience, and they have no one to do Bible study.
在监狱里，他们没有了听众，也没有机会来研读圣经。
There is no platform for Paul, and he sees no one in the prison cell except him and Silas.
在监狱里，除了保罗自己和希拉，他看到他没有其他的机会了。
And what did Paul do? So it turns out all the prisoners, they are criminals. They all their life are all changed.
但是保罗做了什么导致这些犯人的生命得了改变呢？
And why I say their lives were changed?
为什么我说他们的生命得到改变了呢？
Because according to the passage we just read that suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chain came loose.
因为在这里我们看到这时突然有一个很大的地震，在这地震中所有的牢门都被打开了，然后所有的人的锁链枷锁也都被解开了。
Let's imagine we are in the prison cell.
让我们想象一下我们现在是在监牢里面。
What type of people are in the prison?
什么样的人会被关在监狱里呢？
They are rogues. They are vicious and they are violent.
他们都是一些凶神恶斑巴的地痞流氓。
Perhaps they are really rough. They are really tough.
他们是非常残暴的。
And all of a sudden, the prison doors were open. Their chains were loose.
突然间，监狱的牢门被打开了，他们的锁链也被松开了。
And they are behaving like a private school student. They were just sitting in their prison cell. They did not move.
然后他们突然之间变得好像在私立学校的学生那样，他们非常安静地坐在那里一动不动。
Now, what did Paul really say that caused this happening to them?
到底保罗说了一些什么导致这些人行为会有这样的改变呢？
Because of this behavior, the jailer couldn't believe what happened.
因为这样的行为，连这些狱卒们都不能够理解。
And to a point, the jailer want to say, hey, I want to have this life too. Not only I need to be saved because the physical condition, I also need to be saved for my soul.
因为这样，这些狱卒们他们自己都愿意，他们自己的生命好像这些监狱里的犯人一样得到改变，得到拯救。
So what did Paul and Silas do?
到底保罗和希拉做了什么呢？
In the scriptures, say they prayed and sang praises.
在经节里，这样说到保罗和希拉，他们祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
In the NIV version, you translate they sing hymns.
在 NIV 的圣经里，他们是说唱诗歌。
But in most translation, it's actually a special type of hymn. They were singing praises.
但是在很多的圣经的版本里面，他们是说到他们是在唱诗，赞美诗。
So once they sang praises, then everyone silent and they start to listen to these praises.
当保罗和希拉唱赞美诗的时候，所有的人都安静下来来。聆听他们唱歌。
Please know that Paul didn't preach. He didn't prepare any sermon. He didn't say any words. He was merely just saying praises.
请大家注意，在这里保罗根本没有传福音，因为他根本就没有准备，他只是单纯的在唱赞美诗。
And people's lives were changed.
因此，人们的生命得到了改变。
It is very natural when we face difficulties, we pray.
我们在遇到困难的时候，我们很自然就会祷告。
When we are sorrow, we sing hymns to comfort our heart.
当我们感到悲哀的时候，我们就会唱诗来安慰。
But when do we sing praise?
我们什么时候唱赞美诗呢？
When do we sing praise? When we are happy, when we are joyful.
当我们很高兴、很开心的时候，我们就会唱赞美诗。
Yet at a moment like this, what in the world would Paul and Silas start to sing praises?
在这段经文里，我们看到这是怎么样的一个状况下，保罗和希拉会唱赞美诗啊
？We realize there are several things that's quite strange here.
我们可以看到有几件事情是非常奇怪的。
Because Paul and Silas, they did not ask to be in the prison. They did not ask to meet this slave girl.
保罗和希拉不是被要求来见这些监狱里的犯人的。
In the English translation, it's more clear they were met by a female servant, slave. That means they didn't try to meet that girl. The girl somehow it just appeared in their life.
在这个经文里面，我们很清楚的看到，保罗是被一个姐妹
不是姐妹，一个女仆，
一个女仆被带到这里。
So this girl just keep on following them and start to cause trouble.
这个女仆一直跟着她，以致导致了他们给他们带来了麻烦。
And later on, they were being falsely accused by this slave owner.
最后，他们被这个女仆的主人控告了。
And they were beaten, they were being falsely accused and being humiliated.
他们被他们遭到了他们的毒打和侮辱。
And they faced injustice because they thought they were not Roman citizens.
他们遭到了不公平的待遇。
Because, then they were treated like they were not a Roman citizen.
他们被当作不是罗马的公民来对待。
And not only that, they were emotionally humiliated because they were stripped in the public.
他们也在被严重的当众的羞辱，因为官长下令剥掉他们的衣服。
And during time when they were bitten by rods.
当他们被大家鞭打的时候，
and people start to have a riot and it become a group attack and everyone jump in and start beating them.
这种挨打变成了一种群起的围攻，大家一起来攻击他们。
And later on they were thrown into jail. It's not an ordinary cell, but they were thrown into an inner cell.
然后他们被关进了牢里，这个牢是看不见阳光的。
Which they cannot see any sunlight.
这个是一个内牢，一点光线都没有。
As you can tell, this is a similar situation in the picture.
你们可以在这个图片上看到类似的情况。
And how they were being chained?
你可以看到他们是怎么样被锁链关住的。
Their feet were fastened in the stocks.
他们的脚是被一种枷锁给锁住。
In a Chinese translation, they say 木狗. It's a particular way of punishing prisoner.
这是一种特别的工具，是来处罚这些囚犯的。中文翻作木狗。
So basically, prisoner's feet were kind of fastened in between two pieces of wood.
几个犯人的脚被夹在两个木头之间。
It's about at least half foot high.
至少有半尺高。
So once your feet were fastened in the stocks,
当你的脚被关在这样的木头里面的时候，
Are you able to sit or lie down?
你可以坐或者躺吗？
Imagine they were severely beaten at the time.
而且你要想象那时候他们是被遭到了严重的啊毒打。
And this is a prison cell in the Roman Empire at the time.
大家看到这是图片，这个是罗马当时的监狱里的情景。
So you're not able to lie down either.
他们也不可能躺下来。
So you're in a position you couldn't have a posture that you can have a good rest.
在这样的状况下，你根本就无法有可以好好的休息。
So the only sound that you can hear normally in the prison cell, can you imagine what that sound is?
你们可以想象一下，这时候在监狱里，你们可以听到的是一个怎样的声音吗？
I would imagine mostly moan and groan and complain.
在这种时候，大家听到的就是那些唉声叹气、叫苦连天的声音。
Because they couldn't rest.
因为他们根本就无法休息。
And there's a tremendous pain all over the body.
而且他们身上有非常大的痛苦。
And once their feet were caught in the stock, how did they go to the bathroom?
当你的脚被拴在这样的木狗里面，你们怎么上厕所呢？
And this picture is actually not right because they were stripped.
这张图片还不是很太正确，因为他们还可以坐直。
被脱光衣服。
哦，被脱，他们还没被脱光衣服。
So you can imagine they couldn't rest, and you can smell the odor in the prison.
你可以想象他们不能够休息，而且还要闻到很臭的味道。
And this is the time they start to sing praises.
就是在这样的状况下，他们开始唱赞美诗。
We couldn't help ourselves and ask, when do we actually sing praises?
我们无法的控制问自己说，我们是什么时候会唱赞美诗呢？
Ordinarily, when we see something good and praiseworthy, and we outflow with an action of giving praise to someone or to God.
当然，一般都是看到一些美好的事物或美好的人时候，我们内心就有喜乐，就自然的发出赞美。
Indeed, in Psalms, oftentimes the psalmist will give praise to God when they see the work of God.Being done in their lives.
在诗歌中，我们常常看到，当人们看到神所做的奇妙的作为的时候，人们就会发出赞美。
It's a natural response.
这是一种非常自然的反应。
And however, in the condition of Paul and Silas, it seems like there's nothing worse for them to give praise to.
在保罗和希拉这样的环境，处在这样的环境中，似乎没有一样事情是值得赞美的。
They face injustice.
他们面对的是不公平的待遇。
They face filth. They face humiliation. They face pain.
他们面对的是污蔑、诽谤和殴打和痛苦。
What motivates them to praise?
到底是什么让他们能够激励他们来？
I believe the reason why they give praise are with the following reason.
我觉得有以下几点导致他们愿意赞美。
I believe Paul and Silas, they do have a strong spiritual foundation in their life.
我相信保罗和希拉在他们个人的生活中有非常坚定的属灵的信仰。
Because it is scripture teaching that we should give praise to God all the time.
因为圣经中这样告诉我们，我们需要赞美神。
We give praise to God. It's not only because what He has done, but because who He is.
我们赞美神不是因为他在我们身上的作为，而是他就是神。
In Psalm 48, verse 10, like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the end of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness.
诗章。 诗篇48:10这样说，神啊，你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极，你的右手满了公义。
We give praise to God, it's not because He has done anything yet in our lives, but just simply because He's righteous, and therefore we give praise.
我们赞美神不是因为他在我们生命中做了一些什么，而是简单的因为他就是神。
We give praise to God in Psalm 106, verse 1 say, Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever.
诗篇106:1，你们要赞美耶和华，要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
We praise God simply because He's righteous, simply because He loves us.
我们赞美神，只是简单的因为他是全能公义的，并且是爱我们的神。
And trust that He knows every condition we are going through.
而且他知道我们所面临的一切的难处。
With this understanding will help us to lift our eyesight and see beyond the circumstances we are in.
这样就可以让我们提高我们的眼界，能够看到我们所处的环境。
A very well-known pastor, Pastor Paul Shane of our time, and he often joke about this.
圣保罗牧师有一次这样说。
He said, we are all experts of singing praises.
他说我们都是唱赞美诗的专家。
And we sing praises quite fluently.
而且我们赞美诗唱得很流利。
However, the praise song is actually praising to devil.
但实际上我们的赞美诗是唱给魔鬼听。
The lyrics goes like this.
歌词是这样的。
Oh no.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, this is dreadful.
Oh, 这个,
this is awful. I'm terrible. It's done. It's finished. Oh,
多糟糕啊,没希望了,我没救了。
And we, when we sing such praise, that we give glory to the devil, say, hey, your job has done in my life. I truly confess that you have done a wonderful job.
当我们这样唱赞美诗的时候，我们把赞美给了那些魔鬼，谢谢他们在我们生命中所做的。
That means our circumstance become the Lord of our life, and not God.
我们这样唱的时候，我们就把我们所处的这样的环境是当做了我们的主，而不是我们的神。
We must reject the desire of singing such praise to the devil.
我们需要来拒绝这样的来赞美魔鬼。
We need to give praise to God, knowing that God is always in control.
我们要把赞美归给神，因为我们知道他总是在掌管一切。
Now today we need to ask ourselves a question.
今天我们要问我们自己一个问题。
What type of praise do we sing every day?
我们每一天都在唱怎样的赞美诗？
When we sing the praise, will someone go along and sing the same praise with us?
当我们唱赞美诗的时候，是不是有人跟我们一起唱呢？
Or we truly focus our life and sing praise to God?
我们还是专注在神上，我们唱祝福感谢神的赞美诗。
Then our spirit will be reminded that our life is reigned and controlled and led by God.
我们唱赞美诗的时候，再一次提醒自己，我们是被神所掌管的。
The second reason Paul gave praise is because the suffering he's going through, it became the evidence that he is in God's leading.
第二点，现在的苦难印证了神在带领保罗。
Because when Paul was first called by God,
因为当保罗被神呼召的时候，
God has already told Paul what would happen to him through Ananias.
神已经借着亚拿尼亚告诉了保罗，他将会发生什么。
God said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument. This is Paul to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how he must suffer for my name.
主对亚拿尼亚说，你放心去吧，他是我拣选的器皿，要向外族人、君王和以色列人宣扬我的名，我会让他知道他必为我的名而受许多的苦。
Therefore, to Paul, once he is going through suffering, he realized he's walking in the path that God has designed for him.
对保罗而言，他的受苦就印证了他正在神的计划里。
Shouldn't we be excited if we know we are walking in God's way at this moment?
我们难道不应该感到高兴吗？当我们知道此时我们正走在神的计划之中。
Because of this very experience, I believe this is the reason why Paul later on wrote the letter to the church in Philippi. It goes like this.
我相信保罗也是因着这样的认知，在这之后，他写信给腓立比教会这样说
：For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him.
他说：“因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。”
If we have a desire to serve the Lord, we may not suffer.
当我们要决心服侍神的时候，我们有可能也有可能没有受苦。
However, we must have a desire and be prepared to suffer.
但是我们需要有受苦的心智。
And sometimes, if we face, because of that preparation, once we face suffering, we won't be surprised.
因为有这样的准备，当我们面对受苦的时候，我们就不觉得奇怪了。
But rather becoming evident that we are following God's will.
反而成为一个印证，因为我们走在神的旨意之中。
Another point why it's praiseworthy for Paul and Silas is that they are not alone.
另外一个值得赞美的是，保罗和希拉并不孤单。
Oftentimes,Perhaps us individually, we are not afraid of facing suffering.
有很多的时候，也许我们不怕受苦，但是我们觉得孤单。
What we're afraid is that we are going through this journey alone.
我们很怕走这条路，我们是孤单的。
And Paul and Silas, they become partner. They going through this together.
这里保罗和西丹他们是合作的伙伴，他们。
We should give praise to God that in our spiritual journey we may find one or two people can suffer with us, can really relate to us.
我们如果在人生中有一两个人可以和我们一起，可以成为知己，那我们真要赞美神。
Psalm 22:3 said.Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises.
诗篇二十二章三节说，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
This is a very important concept here.
这里有一个非常重要的概念。
God is not enthroned, then they give praise.
在这里，以色列民不是因为神的同在而赞美他。
But rather because they give praise first, then God enthroned in their midst.
而是因为他们赞美神先，然后神的宝座就设在那儿。
Which means whenever we give praise corporately together, God will enthrone in our midst.
也就是说，当我们在一起赞美神的时候，神的宝座就在这里了。
Then if we go through the trial together as a church, let's give praise to God first.
当我们教会作为一个整体经过试炼的时候，让我们一起来赞美神。
Then God will be with us.
那神就会跟我们在一起。
The last reason I believe they can give praise is that ordinarily Paul would never be able to get in touch with this particular sector.
还有一个原因，我们在这里，神是怎么不可能有机会去认识这些外邦人呢？
保罗
是不可能有机会去认识这些外邦人。
Paul is a scholar. He is a Pharisee.
保罗是一个神学的博士，他是一个学者，
法利赛人。 And now God has brought him to an arena he could never imagine before.
神把他带领到了外邦人中间，这是他以前从未想象过的领域。
And because this experience, he started to remember how his apostle leader Peter had been thrown in prison.
因为这样的经历，他就想到了。彼得以前的遭遇
and he can imagine and remember how he has persecuted all the Christians, how he has thrown them into prison before.
让他也想到了他自己过去曾经也怎么样的迫害基督徒
and finally he realized how Jesus came down to earth and suffered for us.
然后他也想到了耶稣是如何来到世上为我们受苦。
And this particular trial of Paul became a new milestone of his spiritual maturity.
因为这样的经历，就因为这样的经历，就让保罗有了一个新的啊。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
Philippi 书三章第十节
I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Paul said now he has the honor to participate in Christ's suffering.
保罗说他现在有一同受苦，他感到
荣耀。And now he become more mature. He said because of the experience, he knows Christ deeper, and therefore he want to praise.
因为这样的经历，他变得更加的成熟了。
Because of the praise of Paul and Silas.
因为保罗和希拉的赞美
The entire prison become quiet.
整个的监狱变得非常的安静
They pay attention and listen to Paul and Silas' prayer and praise.
他们聆听保罗和希拉的赞美和祷告
And their lives were converted.
他们的生命得到了改变
I truly believe if Paul and Silas were the pastors from outside and today pay a visit to the prison.
如果保罗和希拉现在还是一个在监狱外面的一个牧师，然后去探访这些囚犯
，They won't be as effective as what they have done here.
那就不会像现在这样的有效了。
Why?
为什么呢
Because they couldn't relate to the prisoner.
因为他们跟囚犯没有一种关系。
And prisoners, once the reason why prisoners really listen to their praise is because they find out they can relate, they can identify with one another.
囚犯们之所以愿意来聆听他们，是因为他们这时候可以。感觉到他们已经和他联系在一起。
And now they are under the same condition, and yet they live out differently.
他们现在是处在同样的环境里面。
And because the true resurrection life truly manifests through the life of Paul and Silas.
但是他们表现出来的是不同，他们可以在Paul和希拉的。
生命当中
流露出来
and the joy and hope of Paul and Silas is based on how God has designed and led their life.
保罗和希拉这两现在的状况是因为神在他们之间所做的
and trial and praise in suffering become a powerful testimony.
在困境中的一种赞美变成了一种力量
No sermon needed
不需要布道
And this is a greater miracle than the chain become loose or the earthquake caused the prison door open
就是发生了这样大的奇迹，为什么、他们的、锁链都被解开了，
大过锁链、解开
的神迹。
More than 100 years ago, their local resident、in Fishkill,、Fanny Crosby.
一百多年前，在 Fishkill 这里有一个、作曲家叫做、Fanny Crosby.
She is a spiritual giant.
她是一个属灵的巨人。
She has written more than 8,000 hymns.
她写过将近八千首的诗歌。
Most of the hymns are praises.
大部分的诗都是赞美诗。
The reason why her hymns can move people because there's a big reason.
她的诗为什么能够打动人呢？这里有一个很大的原因。
Because she was blind.
因为她是个瞎子。
Though she born with a healthy vision, but later on, because of disease, she lost her eyesight.
他出生的时候他眼睛是好的，但是因为后来他生了病，他的眼睛就瞎了。
Through the trials of life,
在生命的磨练中，
she can write hymns that truly move people.
他可以写了很多非常感动人的诗歌。
A very well-known song, A Blessed Assurance, goes like this.
有一首非常著名的诗歌，有福的确据。
Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am in my Savior and happy and blessed.
完全的顺服，完全甘甜，背提的景象显在眼前。
Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love.
似乎有声音从天而来，细说主怜悯，柔恕主爱。
Can you imagine if she has a perfect eyesight, the wording, watching and waiting, looking above, would this phrase carry any power?
你可以想象，如果她是一个正常的人，这样的语句似乎有声音从天而来，还有威力吗？
背提的景象显在眼前。Last year, my father was severely ill.
去年我父亲病重。
He was in coma and woke up in coma and woke up several times.
他昏迷又醒，醒了以后又昏迷好几次。
Just the days before his passing away.
在他去世前的一天。
A pastor and his wife, Pastor Guan and Mrs. Guan, came and visited us in the hospital.
关牧师和关师母来到医院来探访我们。
So we took a picture.
我们一起拍了一张照。
And you can see we are all smiling while my father was very ill. He's almost dying, and we are very, very happy here.
你可以看到我们都面带笑容，而这时候我的父亲是非常病重，面临死亡。
And Mrs. Kwan at the time said to our family.
关牧师。这样对我们，关师母这样对我们家人说。
She said everything will be okay. Everything is in God's hand.
她说一切都交给主，神会看顾。
Just praise Him.
我们只要仅啊感谢神。
Later on, realize.
之后我们了解到。
She at the time was suffering several cancer, four stage at the time.
他就在这时自己生命有四种的癌症，而且是末期。
And she still follow her husband visiting different patients, giving comfort.
她依然跟随她的丈夫到处探访病人。
A few months later, she also passed away.
几个月之后，她也离开了世间。
But she sang praises through her action.
但是他通过他的行为来唱了赞美诗。
A professor, his name is Zhang Wenliang in Taiwan University.
在台大有一个教授张文亮教授。
He has another pastor, professor, and a professor friend of his once shared something about his family.
他的一位也是教授的朋友有一次跟大家分享了他的事情。
And he said, my mother suffered kidney failure.
他说我的母亲啊肾脏有病。
And she need to go to hospital to go through dialysis 3 times a week.
他需要去医院每周去三次洗肾。
And in order to survive, she needs to go. And every time she will stay there for several hours, and she feels quite boring and very, very depressed at the end.
为了生存，他必须去，每次去都要在那里好几个小时，他的意志非常的低沉。
And as she was, once she was going through dialysis, there was another old lady sit right next to her.
有一次她去洗肾的时候，她的边上坐了另外一位妇人。
And the old lady was also going through dialysis.
那位妇人同样也是来洗肾的。
And she started to preach the gospel to his mom.
这时候，这位妇人开始向跟她的母亲传道。
And this mom saying, "How come you are going through dialysis as well? How come you are so hopeful and you still want to preach the gospel to others?"
她就问她说，你同样也是来洗肾的，你为什么就有这样的感动要传福音呢？
And later on, his mom decided to go to church and ask his son, who is a professor, also go to church.
之后，她这位母亲就要去教会，然后也希望她的儿子陪她去。
And they all accept the Lord in the church.
他们在教会里同时接受了主。
As this professor was describing this testimony, he was filled with joy, with tears.
当这位教授分享这段事情的时候，他眼睛里涌出了喜悦的泪水。
And he knew all other college students are passing by.
他完全不在乎，这时候有很多的大学的学生，他就从他身边经过。
And this professor wanted to say, this old lady turned her dialysis into a platform of praise.
这位教授这样对大家说，就是因为这个妇人的赞美使这位教授全家得救。
There are so many group of people, different sector of people that preachers couldn't outreach to.
有一些很多的群体是很多的牧者无法接触到的。
However, you can.
但是你们却可以。
And I can.
我们可以。
Especially during in a particular suffering stage.
特别是在我们受苦的时候
，perhaps some particular illness，
或者是在一个特殊的疾病
，or loss of job，
或者在失业的状况
，or trouble with marriage，
或者婚姻有问题
，or going through or mental illness，
或者精神有问题
，or being single， being lonely，
或者是单身很孤单。
When people don't have the same experience, it's very hard for preachers to outreach them.
当你没有同样的经历的时候，对传道人说很难去接近他们。
But if you are going through that stage, you can share the gospel to them.
但是如果你也同样身处那样的环境，你就很容易跟他们传福音。
How?
如何传呢？
By giving praise.
简单的赞美。
I don't know you have experience of purchasing online order or not.
我不知道大家有没有在网上购物的经验。
This is quite different from the conventional shopping.
这个跟普通的购物经历不一样。
Conventional shopping, you actually see the material, you get it, you know what you're buying.
通常的购物是你看到这个物品，然后你去购买，你得到了。
But when you do online shopping, it's really a surprise to you what you are receiving.
但是去网购的时候，你常常会得到惊喜。
Perhaps some of you feel excited once you go home, there's a box standing before your door.
或许有时你回家的时候看到家门口有一个大的箱子，你感到很高兴。
And you couldn't open and try to open the box.
你试着想打开它。
Today, God is giving a gift every single day.
神每一天都给我们一个礼物。
as we receive the gift, may we have an attitude of praising God of receiving this particular gift.
当我们收到礼物的时候，我们有没有用感恩的心去领受打开？
And how do we open the box?
我们如何打开呢？
With praise and prayer.
用祷告。
When we truly open the box, we will realize that there will be a piece of paper saying,
当我们祷告，打开这个盒子的时候，我们会看到有一个纸条这样说，
Sent by God, just made for you.
神寄给你的，为你量身定制的。
Perhaps it's something you have never imagined before.
这礼物或者你以前从来没有想象过。
Could be a group of people you have never thought that you can outreach to.
或者是一群你以前从来没有想过可以接触到的人。
Or could be a special type of experience you did not want to experience before.
或者是一段非常特殊的经历，你以前是不想去。
And yet, God oftentimes uses special circumstances to become the platform of our preaching.
或者我们可以利用这样的一段经历来作为我们一个传福音的管道。
When we give praise, we are preaching.
当我们赞美的时候，我们就在传福音。
When we give praise, we are saying to others, I recognize God's authority and sovereignty is in my life.
当我们赞美的时候，我们就在见证神的伟大。
And that will be the most powerful testimony we all can give.
这个变成我们可以做的最伟大的一个见证。
And that will be the starting point that we can experience God further.
这个就是成为我们可以经历神的一个开始。